Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Divine Deliverance Ministry. We're located here in the Fort Worth, Texas area. And your host for today is Evangelist Suzanne Spain.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining the Divine Deliverance Ministries broadcast this morning. We're so excited to be with you today, this second Sunday of March, March the 8th of 2015. God is good, and we bless him, and we magnify his holy name, because truly he is worthy to be praised. I thank God because he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. He gave me the activity of my limbs. I can see, I can breathe, I can hear, I can walk, I can touch, I can move. Oh, glory to God. I'm just excited because he gave me just another chance. Oh, glory to God, to get things right that I may have wronged on yesterday. He blessed me to see a brand new day that was not promised. Millions did not make it, but glory to God, I was one of the ones who did. So for that, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. Glory to God, because he is just that kind of God. I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited that God saved me. I'm excited that he filled me with the precious power of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire. And I've been running ever since. I made a vow to the Lord, you all, and I promised the Lord that I would not turn back. No turning back have I done, and I'm just excited to be saved on today. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready when Jesus comes, because soon and very soon, we will be going to see the King, and we have to be ready to meet him when he comes, because I don't want to be one of those ones who are standing in line and waiting to be judged, and he tells me to get away from him because he knows me not, or because he's sending me into the lake of fire, and I don't like heat on earth, so I sure will not be happy about going to the pits of hell. Glory to God. So therefore, I'm going to live so the Lord can use me anywhere, anyway, anyhow. I'm going to live and try my best to live a holy and acceptable life, pleasing unto God, because that's my reasonable service to him. And he told me to be holy because he is holy. And so that means that I have to be separate from everyone else. I can't be of the world just because I'm in the world. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Again, I thank you so much for joining me here on the Divine Deliverance Ministries broadcast with Blog Talk Radio. It is always a blessing to be with the many listeners each Sunday morning here at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And even if you're not able to listen live at the 8:30 hour, then certainly you're able to go back and to listen to each pre-recording. And we thank you for even doing that. We thank you for the followers. We thank you for all of that. We're not one who get caught up as followers, because we want to lead people to Jesus. We don't want people following us. We want you to follow Christ. Follow Christ, because he's the only one who can save your soul. He's the only one who has a heaven and a hell to place you in. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. But we truly have a desire in a mind to lead those of you who are following us to Christ. Amen. 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 We want to thank Lady Daryl and Johnson for inviting us out on her Healing for Empowerment conference call. That was this past Thursday evening. We had a time during that call, and I just wanted to send a shout out to her and thanking her for the opportunity to speak to whomever was listening on the call, and for those who have done the playback, we thank God for them as well. We just thank God for the opportunities and for the open doors, because truly he is an awesome God, and we just have a desire to do his will, not our will, but to do the will of the Lord. And we want to invite you out, for those of you all who live in East Texas, and maybe for those who may go, we want to invite you out to be with us on the fifth Sunday of this month, March 29th at 4 p.m., as we go be with our brother and pastor, Philip Walter, at their church, Christ Tabernacle Church of God in Christ, where the first lady there, Lady Janice Walter, will be having a 300 Women in Pink day. And their theme is, Lord, Give Me a Praying Spirit. So I'm looking forward to being with them on the 29th at 4 p.m. in Tyler, Texas, as the Lord delivers the word. We just want to be humble and allow the Holy Ghost to have his way. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. This has been a blessed week. All last week, it was a blessed week, despite the trouble, despite the issues, despite the pain, despite the sickness, despite whatever it is that you may have been going through or that you were going through. It was a blessed week. Why was it blessed? Because God blessed us to see it. So it was a blessed week. We woke up on this side of the dirt and not asleep on the other side of the dirt. So I thank God for that, because it was a blessed week. Despite the situation, it was a blessed week. And truly, this is going to be a blessed week as well. Amen. Amen. We're going to claim it, that it will be a blessed week. It will be a blessed week. Hallelujah. So we want to go to the word of the Lord. I had posted this, I believe, earlier in the week, and it kind of stuck with me. God is the master of suddenly. We want to go to Acts 16, and we'll start with the 16th chapter, where it reads, Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, These men, being Jews, exceedingly troubled our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. The Philippian jailer said, But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keepers of the prison awakened from sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, Do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, and you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately suddenly he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Amen, amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Hallelujah. God is the master of suddenly. Just because Paul commanded that the spirit of the divination to come out of a slave girl who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling, Paul and Silas were beaten with rods and had many stripes beat on them, and they were thrown into prison. But instead of complaining and murmuring about their unjust treatment, they prayed and sang hymns unto God. And all while doing so, the prisoners listened to them. And then it happened. The master of suddenly stepped in, because suddenly, the Bible says, suddenly there was a great earthquake. The foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. In an instant, the whole negative situation that Paul and Silas were in changed, and as a result, even the keeper of the prison and his whole family believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and were saved and baptized. Yes, it doesn't matter what prison you may be in at this particular moment. You might be in a physical or financial or emotional prison or whatever it may be. If you praise God like Paul and Silas did, the master of suddenly will do a suddenly for those who praise him and trust him in spite of their negative situations. Glory to God. All you have to do is just praise him like Paul and Silas did. They begin to pray and they went into worship, and suddenly the master of suddenly performed a suddenly. God's word is unchanging. Now, may the God of grace, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. God, who by his great and mighty power brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the same power that works in us. All we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord in the midst of our trials and in the midst of our tribulations. Just call upon the name of the Lord, and he will deliver us on time. If you just call up on the name of the Lord, because he has absolute power, he has absolute authority, if you call up on the name of Jesus, he will deliver you on time. Glory to God. Just like he delivered Paul and Silas as they prayed, he began to deliver them. He shook the very grounds that the jail was sitting on, shook the foundation until the door swung open. Do you not know if he had the power to shake the foundation of the earth until the powers of the prison began to shake, to open up, that he has all power to shake the very foundation of your situation until the doors begin to open that man has closed, until the situation that you're in begins to turn completely around where you've been doing a 180, God can make it a 360. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until you, he has the ability and the authority to shake up the very foundation where your finances have been blocked. He can open up the windows of heaven and pour down every blessing that he has for you until you have no room to receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. God, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, and sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory is only limited by our lack of faith and our will. If we are willing to obey and believe him, the master of subtlety can and will do all things for us just like he has done for others, including delivering us from the den of lions, just like he did for the innocent and faithful praying Daniel. God's word is unchanging. The Bible says, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a great lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouth so they have not harmed or hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Then the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever got to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, people be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure till the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Yes, our God is the living God and the steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He still delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, and is the one who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions, who were his envious confreres, had put where they had put him there. Mind you, his enemies never anticipated that the tables would turn against them, that they would reverse. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the lion's den. I just want to tell you that the devil in hell cannot keep you from what God has for you. Even your enemies, God said, he would make them your footstools. He would prepare a table before them, and so that they could see what God would have just for you. Glory to God. So God did just that very same thing. The God, the master of suddenly, did the very same thing for Daniel, where he brought his enemies and they reversed the curse upon him. You can't set up something for somebody else and not expect it to happen to you, because the Bible says that we reap what we sow. Not only that, but it says the righteous of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. It also says whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him. Whoever walks blameless will be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. But thanks be to God, the master of suddenly gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to pour out his favor on you so that you can live in victory in every area of your life. The scripture says he always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus. That means that no matter what you may be facing today, God wants to make you more than a conqueror. Are you battling sickness? God wants to give you healing. Are you struggling with a broken relationship? The God of suddenly wants to give you restoration and peace. Are you facing a need physically, spiritually, emotionally, or financially? The God of suddenly wants to give you favor that will bring you provision and supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Many times in the Bible, when God God's people were going into battle. The worshipers were out in front of the warriors. When you choose to be thankful and bless the name of the Lord in the midst of your trial, you are opening the door to his favor in your life. Magnify your God. Don't magnify your problems. When you give praise to God, you'll see him move on your behalf and he'll lead you into a place of victory in every area of your life. Yes, God wants to save each person and make them well and to live in good health. And through the name of Jesus, this is possible. In and through the name of the Lord, each person can be saved and be established in protection and provision, prosperity, promotion, provisions, soundness, healing, deliverance, and ministry. Because God is the master of sanity. He has the power to save, to heal, and make whole every living person on the planet who would heed his voice. He is the God of suddenly, and his word is unchanging. If any of you are driven out to the farthest part under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will prosper. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Glory to God. And with all your soul, that you may live, that you may live, and that you may prosper. Also, the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you and who persecute you, and you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command you to do today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. And if you turn to the Lord God with all of your heart and all of your soul, I just believe that the God of suddenly will suddenly begin to turn things around in your life. I believe that the God of suddenly, that he will begin to turn things around. He will begin to make the impossible possible on your behalf. All you have to do is just trust in God. Hold on to your faith. He said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, all you have to do is speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. I just believe in my sanctified soul that the God of suddenly, he will do the suddenly on your behalf. It may not look like what you think it should be. Things may not be working out the way that it should be. Things may be going on around you chaotically, but I just believe that the God of suddenly will suddenly put peace in your storm. I believe that the God of suddenly will heal your sick body. I believe that the God of suddenly, hallelujah, will put money in your empty bank account. I believe that the God of suddenly will put shelter over your unsheltered head. I believe, glory to God, that the God of suddenly is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. All we have to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to praise him and magnify him, because he is worthy to be praised. That's what Paul and Silas did. They prayed, and they worshiped him in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the prison. No matter what you're going through, begin to praise God. Let those around you who see you in your storm, who see you drowning with the waters around you, let them see you praise God, even as you you feel that you're sinking, even in the midst of quicksand, I believe that the God of suddenly, hallelujah, is able to deliver. He said that he would be our very present helper in the time of trouble. And I just believe that although the weapons are formed, that they will not prosper against us. I believe that the God of suddenly will catch you before you fall. Glory to God. I just thank God today because God is the master of suddenly. God is the master of suddenly. God is the master of suddenly. He's a master of suddenly. So for those in whom Jesus is preeminent in their life, God, the master of suddenly, is able to make all grace abound toward them, that they always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Jesus became poor on the cross so that they could be rich and abound in all the work of their hands and have great increases. Prosperity is part of the atonement and their spiritual right. They do have to live below their covenant rights and can be prosperous and successful. They do not, in all things, every weapon of Satan planned for them will turn on them and they will be more than conquerors, filled with the blessings of God. All spiritual and natural blessings are yours as your inheritors of the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. God's word is unchanging, people. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Yes, even this day, God will perform miracles for his trusting ones. The battle belongs to the Lord. He will fight on your behalf. He will revive those bodies again and restore all that they have lost. He who raised up Lazarus from the dead will help them, and as always, as they turn their eyes toward the Lord, he will lift them up from the valley of the shadows of death and bring them into a new and fruitful day. God's word is unchanging, people. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it never sees him. Nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells within you, and he will be with you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word is true, and it's not a changing word. It's never changing. Glory to God. I just believe that the God of suddenly, he is able to keep us from falling. I just believe that the God of suddenly has already set up a table in the presence of your enemies. I believe that the God of suddenly has already opened up the windows of heaven, getting ready to give you blessings that you won't have room to receive. I just believe that the God of suddenly is standing there holding you up where you feel like you've fallen apart. I believe that he is bringing you over again. Glory be to God. I just believe that the God of suddenly, hallelujah, is able to save and deliver you. Oh, God, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you that you are the God of suddenly. We thank you that you're standing up in the midst of a storm, holding us, God, keeping us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you today. Lord, we ask that you bless every listener. We thank you right now for the blessings. We thank you for saving them, oh, God. We thank you for filling them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the sudden release of blessings that you will pour up over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that there is new direction. direction. This is the year of new direction, and we thank you that shall be done suddenly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we give you glory, and we magnify your holy name in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
amen. Thank you for joining the Divine Deliverance Ministry. If you would like to reach us, please go to our website at www.DivineDeliveranceMIN.com or simply send an email to DivineDeliveranceMINI@gmail.com. Remember, there is true divine deliverance in Christ Jesus. We thank you for joining us, and please tune in again next Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you.